This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba, and today on the show, we're listening to the work of local musicians. Next up is Zaina from Oakland. She's a singer, songwriter, visual artist, a storyteller, and one of the few women masters of the kora, a West African harp, taught directly by Malian kora master Tumani Diabate. She blends West African music with American Delta blues and Appalachian tunes to create what she calls Afrofolk. Zaina came to our studios, kora in hand, to tell me about her story of migration and music.
Starting at the age of 7, I was playing cello and I played clarinet and guitar. I wasn't particularly good at it, nor did I practice, but my parents really encouraged music to be some part of our lives in some way. I had a brief stint in music school with a guitar that didn't last very long, and I was really kind of frustrated with the Western system of like of learning music, which felt like very linear and like in rapid, and it didn't feel like as immersive and holistic. It was just about learning the notes, and so I was working at Amoeba Records actually, and I fell in love with a record from this East Indian singer Sushila Raman. And she had kora on her album, and I found out what it was, and I said, I'm gonna play that one day. And it really wasn't until 2 years later I woke up in the middle of the night and like just knew I was supposed to play and I had to play. And then within a few weeks I had found a teacher, and then within a few months I went to Gambia to study. I went there to, you know, play like 10 hours a day and to study. That was my intention. But I learned way less about music than I did about myself. It was a transformational experience. I had traveled all of my life, had lived and, you know, been to many countries. But being in Africa for the first time was a completely different experience, and nothing on this planet could have prepared me for like for what I was going to find there, what I would face there. Just in terms of adjusting and like, and you know, having compassion and understanding and a lot of humility and respect for other people. What's always so exciting and fascinating to me, I'm a complete music nerd, so the things that are seemingly fractured and disconnected have way more connection than we would think. So like the blues comes originally from West Africa. It comes from Mali. If you listen to traditional Malian music, that scale, the pentatonic scale, like, I mean, you can find it in many other places. In China, you can find it in Ethiopian and Eritrean music. But blues music, and there's actually been several albums that have kind of compared the old West African Malian music to like to Mississippi blues. And so for me, it was actually very helpful. I was playing guitar first, and before I started playing kora, I was listening to musicians like Mississippi John Hurt, who's like this really, you know, old blues guitarist, pre-electric blues. And his picking style is very similar to kora. So I actually found it a lot easier when I started learning kora music. I was like, oh, wait, I know this pattern. Like, Mississippi John Hurt does this. Like, and then it clicked. And it's like, well, that would make sense because blues comes from Mali and kora originally comes from Mali. There's a song called, like, Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. Make me down, pallet on your floor. And what you just notice is the way he's down, hitting the bass line, which is like, dun, 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 dun,
make
dun.
Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor.
And he's hitting the arpeggio parts at the same time. And the same thing is done in kora music. That's actually like the pattern of playing, is that you're keeping the bass line constant. It's always underneath. And then with the fingers that are free, which are like your index fingers, those are playing the melody. I feel like I'm a storyteller. And that very much comes from the griot tradition in Mali and Gambia, Guinea, Senegal, of kora players, is that you are the record keeper, you're the storyteller. It's your job to use music as a container for these stories from different places and from different times. That's actually my song that I wrote. It was really very simple. It wasn't even really a song. It was just questions that I was asking. And I was, I miss being in Africa. And I was just imagining kind of this like beautiful desert oasis where like the stars are just immense. And, you know, I imagine two friends sitting on top of a mountain in the middle of the night looking up at the stars and one asking the other, like, can you hold the stars in the night for me? Or can you count the stars in the night for me? And the friend's answer is like, Lolo Kacha, like, there's too many stars. There's too many stars. There's too many stars. And I think about that, like, in terms of identity, trying to understand where we come from. There's so many elements that make us who we are culturally, that make us human. And at a certain point, you kind of have to surrender and release. Like, this isn't for you to grasp, actually. Like, this is beyond your understanding, and that's okay.